The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
It is a Tuesday, June 3rd edition of Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice, in for Gemma Gaudette. Back in early March, a U.S. Department of the Interior administrative law judge made a ruling preventing 35 mining claims on the South Fork of the Payette from mining their claims. At the heart of the ruling is the argument that mining would compromise the recreational activity along the river. The ruling represents a trend toward deferring to outdoor recreation in Idaho over mining operations that could damage the state's natural habitats. University of Idaho professor Dr. Adam Sowards has been writing a series for High Country News called Reckoning with History, looking at our historic relationship with the lands and cultures of the West. And his latest piece in the series addresses this trend of support for outdoor sports. And he joins us live today. Dr. Sowards, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Why is this ruling more than just a shutdown of a few dozen small mining claims?
Well, that's a good question. It's possible for it to, for this decision to be something that can be applied elsewhere, or if not applied elsewhere, the same reasoning elsewhere. It happened, for example, in 2013 up on the North Fork of the Clearwater River in Idaho as well. And it just shows that in many, many cases these days, recreation is more important economically and also causes fewer problems environmentally than some of the traditional extraction that has gone on in Idaho and throughout the West.
Can you break down the ruling from the judge and the way he ruled? It's our understanding he kind of twisted an existing law that actually supported mining claims.
Yeah, it's a really unique decision and set of laws here. I'm going to go way back because I'm a historian and that's what I do. The 1872 General Mining Law made it possible for just about for mining to happen just about anywhere. Very few places were exempt from that, but as the United States wanted to build some hydropower plants, they reserved some sites and said, we can't have mining here because we might want to put a dam in place. That's what happened at this place up on the South Fork of the Payette River. In 1955, Congress said, you know, you reserved all those lands that you were going to put a power site in, but you haven't put power sites in, so can we go and mine there again? And so it's that decision that the judge relied on, saying that one of the caveats in that law was an administering agency, in this case the Forest Service, can check to see if mining would substantially interfere with other uses on the land. And the judge said that a great preponderance of evidence indicates that mining here was going to interfere with existing uses on the land. Existing uses such as recreation for kayaking and rafting and camping, as well as fisheries and other resources like scenic values.
We're speaking with Dr. Adam Sowards, a U of I professor and author of the Reckoning with History series with High Country News, and we'd like to hear from you on this. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or on Twitter. You can use the hashtag IdahoMatters. Or join us on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. It's our understanding these claims are characterized as small, but what kind of operations are we talking about?
Well, the Forest Service went through and looked at a variety of scenarios, and what the judge did was looked at a small operation, which was one or two people working it, or a medium-sized operation, which he said was 4 to 8 people working it, or a larger operation, which was up to 14. And all of these cases would have been substantially interfering with the existing use on the river. And the other element that is important here is even if the people who claimed these sites said, we're going to keep it small. There's nothing, once those claims are confirmed, to prevent them from going big. So even if it's just one person doing some recreational gold panning on the weekend, if something was found, they could put in dredges and cables crossing the river and otherwise interfering with what's going on there with in terms of existing uses.
And you write that this is probably a growing trend of giving preference to preserving the outdoors for recreation over mining. What changed?
The economy changed in a whole lot of ways. What you see is this is confirming that in many places, natural amenities of the West, scenic resources of the West, fisheries of the West become more important economically, as well as new laws that support threatened and endangered species, which is the case here. This is bull trout habitat, so it's important to make sure the habitat for that animal continues to be favorable for its continued survival. So we have a variety of these trends going on.
All that said, in today's political climate and policies of deregulation and support of the mining industry, could a ruling like this get overturned in a federal court?
I'm no legal expert, but I think this administrative law judge's ruling will stand. So I think that the recreation activities will proceed here, and no claims for the mining will go into effect.
Let's talk about the big picture and what a ruling like this might mean for Idaho's environment and our economy and our legacy, our outdoor legacy.
Well, I think that, as I said before, this happened in 2013 on one stretch of the North Fork of the Clearwater. It's done it now in 2019 on the South Fork of the Payette. I don't know how many other sites there are that have been withdrawn for power and now could be subject to that 1955 law. But I do think that Idahoans as a whole love their natural environment, and in places where the conflict can be minimized, I think that it will, and this is one avenue for that to happen. And we'll see if we see future rulings like this one.
And just so we can really boil this down for our listeners, what's the potential environmental impact of mines like these?
Well, it depends. There's a whole variety of impacts that the judge was looking at. There is the natural habitat. We're concerned about pollution in the river. There's also access. These claims would have harmed access to campgrounds along the South Fork of the Payette, which is a popular camping site. There's concern about noise, and all of those were prime considerations for ruling the way that the judge did.
Excellent. Do you have more coming up in your series?
Yep, I'm always working on the next one. Nothing focused on Idaho, I don't think, for the next one, though.
Tell us what you do. Tell us about your day job at the U of I.
I'm a professor of history there, and I focus on environmental history and the history of the American West, including Idaho. I love teaching, and I love the writing that I do, and it's good to be working in the Northwest, for sure.
And how much of your summer is scholarship, and how much is in the outdoors, because there's so much here to embrace?
Fortunately, I get to blend both of those things together.
Excellent. Dr. Adam Sowards is a University of Idaho professor of environment, and he writes the Reckoning with History series for High Country News. Dr. Sowards, have a great summer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, some Idahoans are putting their mark on a mission to Mars. I'm George Prentice, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
You've been listening to Idaho Matters from Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Gaudette.